Key members of Congress are considering a major restructuring of the FBI and CIA. President Bush leaves the two agencies largely untouched in his proposal for a new Homeland Security Department. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that lawmakers in both parties may want bigger changes.
The president's proposed Homeland Security Department would include a group of intelligence analysts. But former Senator Warren Rudman told Congress this week that the plan does not address charges that the FBI and CIA failed to cooperate, or that they didn't know what information they had before September 11.
If there are major intelligence problems, this was not designed by the president to solve those problems. It's designed for a totally different reason.
And lawmakers are beginning to work up their own proposals to change the agencies. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Bob Graham says it may be time to split the FBI in two. One part would concentrate on traditional crimes. The other part would become a domestic intelligence agency, monitoring the movements of foreigners and potential terrorists.
Had we had such a capability a year and a half ago, we might have started the process of tracking the people who came to the United States as aliens, sort of lost themselves in our society, and then reemerged as hijackers on September the 11th.
Lawmakers from both parties oppose a domestic security agency, fearing it would threaten civil liberties. But in an interview, the Democrat argued that a separate spy agency might actually ease those concerns. Many lawmakers want to expand the government's surveillance powers inside the United States. Graham says it's better if those powers belong to an agency that only gathers information, rather than the agency that arrests people.
I think that would mitigate some of the concerns about individual liberties and privacy that will emerge if you have one agency that is both an intelligence and a law enforcement agency.
Other lawmakers offer less radical proposals. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein proposes creating a new Director of National Intelligence who would oversee all intelligence agencies and force them to cooperate. Republican Richard Shelby says the CIA and FBI need major reforms. House Majority Leader Dick Armey says many lawmakers want to make more changes to those agencies than the president does. At a meeting with lawmakers last night, White House officials said they would be willing to consider reforms. But according to participants, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice appealed to lawmakers to wait a few months. She said the president's homeland security changes were already complicated enough and need to be finished first. For now, President Bush is defending the intelligence agencies.
It used to be they didn't talk very much. There was kind of a structural problem. You just need to know we've changed that. We've changed it.
And on Monday, the administration tried to show those changes have taken place. The government disclosed the arrest of Jose Padilla, who was allegedly planning to explode a radiation bomb. There was a common theme in that day's announcements by Attorney General John Ashcroft, FBI Director Robert Mueller, and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz.
Because of the close cooperation among the FBI, the CIA, Defense Department, and other federal agencies, we were able to thwart this terrorist.
The detention was a result of the close cooperative work of FBI agents and CIA agents.
It demonstrates the successful sharing of information and close cooperation.
Some Democrats suggest the timing of the disclosure was politically motivated since Padilla had been in custody for weeks. There was a legal reason for the disclosure now. Padilla was being declared an enemy combatant and transferred to a U.S. military brig. But until Monday, the Justice Department had said virtually nothing about hundreds of people it has detained in connection with the war on terrorism. Authorities suggested that such information only aided the enemy. In the case of Jose Padilla, administration officials decided that the timing was right to tell the public that their national security agencies can respond to a threat. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.